Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, commenting on the Vice President of the United States' proposal in Pittsburgh in these last days for the economy to be transformed by manufacturing, if I understand correctly. The number offered is $100 billion subsidizing manufacturing. This would be a form of onshoring or reshoring factory floors that have generally been said to be in China or other countries and not here. This is a major concern for all the candidates this year, not just the presidential candidates. However, in addition to that, the vice president has other proposals. A final price tag over $1 trillion. That is the controversy. However, we want to begin with manufacturing. The question is America still a manufacturing state? I've read different opinions, and one says we're better off being a services state. Richard, can $100 billion revive what left for China some decades ago?
$100 billion is a huge amount for the budget. It's in a tiny sum of money with respect to an economy, which is probably around $30 trillion or more dollars. But what happens is it's not clear how you revive manufacturing. I could give you two scenarios. For instance, to try to get good union jobs, and she cares more about the jobs than the manufacturing. But essentially, the key to successful manufacturing in my situation is to make this thing highly capital intensive so that you don't have to deal with unions at all. Unions are the most reactionary force in the United States. They're more interested in work rules and the division of spoil, making sure that nobody gets fired. The idea that you're somewhere going to have a manufacturing plant which is driven by unions is just crazy. No investor in his right mind will invest any money if he knows that the price that he has to pay to get the extra subsidies is the acceptance of a union which has all of these destructive captivity. And this is part of the Kamala Harris taking the mantle of Joe Biden, saying, I'm the most pro-union president that we've ever seen, and I would say somebody who's going to ruin the sector. Manufacturing, what you really want is to have a high volume of experts. You don't care about the number of employees. The employees will take care of themselves, distributed throughout the economy. So assume, for example, that you could get this $100 billion, and you could create 10,000 jobs in the union sector, which generates very little by long-term advantage. If you didn't have that money, it would be done by private investors in different areas, and they would pick high-yield, new novel technology areas, whether it's artificial intelligence, medical health care, physical therapy, or whatever it is, and you do much better. What she always does is she looks at what she thinks is going to be the positive, overestimates, it's probably an order of magnitude. And then she ignores the fact that the money has to come somewhere. She won't tell us where. But that means that other businesses are going to have less capital. And what they're going to do is to be less productive. So the issue you have to ask is whether or not this proposal to take the most reactionary force on innovation in the United States, trade union, is going to be better than having this done decentralized by private firms outside the scope of government influence. And this is not even a close case. She's as much of a meddler, as it turns out, is Joe Biden. And none of their meddling has done any good. Every area in which the president has decided to intervene, it has been chaos. It's true in intellectual property. It's true with securities regulation. It's true with environmental regulation. It's true with anything that you want to say about labor regulations and so forth, foreign trade regulation. The man is a walking disaster. That's not to say that Mr. Trump will do better. I don't want to comment on that now. But what she's doing is continuing down a path which is pretty slowly likely to turn the United States into a second-class power. One observation. We say that, you know, Taiwan makes more chips than we do at the advanced level. And the question is, like, why does that happen? Well, it certainly doesn't happen because of anything that goes on with respect to labor unions and other businesses. What's happened is the regulatory overlay and the tax structure that we have under the securities law and so forth makes investment in the United States less hospitable. And what happens is people therefore go offshore to places like Taiwan in order to do their work. And so what we need essentially is a program of deregulation and alternative markets to bring capital back. Donald Trump did this with some success in 2017 with his tax reform. It is, of course, one of the ironies today. It's not even clear that he would vote for the statute he passed 7 years ago, given his own populist instincts. But that's the kind of thing that we need. This woman is utterly clueless when it comes to the question of how it is you stimulate manufacturing. She does not want to stimulate manufacturing. She wants to procure union jobs. And the fig leaf is that the way she's going to do this is to show we're going to have an innovative economy. What she's saying simply does not compute. This woman has no idea of how economics work, and I think is utterly hopeless, given her political pressures on the one hand and her general lack of knowledge on how systems work, to do anything better than the rather poor performance she is giving on this and so many other proposals.
Neither candidate is addressing the problem, Richard, which is entitlements. That's a failure of the political process in this country.
Well, entitlements are for people who are 60, have lots of wealth and lots of time on their hand. And no, they do not want to do that. But it's also, I mean, I was at a conference today on intellectual property with representatives of the Biden administration. The other part of the problem is that they find market failures when somebody makes money, and they come up with all sorts of proposals to wreck them. And what happens is they will have a sufficient chance of success, and that we're doing two things at the same time. We're reducing the amount of wealth that we have through massive redistribution, and we're reducing the amount of wealth we have by the blockades on innovation. What we do is we back losers, not winners, when it comes to trade or various kinds of situations. And it's going to be very hard to withstand that double whammy. And I hear so many people talking about things that I regard as absolutely doomsday prescriptions. And what strikes me about them...
We've got 30 seconds, Richard. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
You have to understand the Hayekian point. Decentralized information is better. And that when you're a government person, you start to impose these damn things, these crazy proposals, you have to realize, maybe I'm wrong, because most of the time, they are.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.